Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Well, you know what time it is because it must be Sunday, and that means it's Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories, and we're going to help you go to sleep. We're going to have so many boys and girls going to talk to us about our favorite subject, a subject that we haven't encountered before, but this Sunday we will. Now, I know all of you are outside, and it's so hard to get you back in, but you have to come back in for Nana, Poppy, Grandma, Mom and Dad, kids who just care. We're so glad that you're going to join us today. It has been a wonderful, wonderful Sunday because we know that soon it's going to be spring. And now that it's spring, let's go green, which happens to be the topic for us today. Boys and girls, do you know what that means? Well, we will see, and I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm so happy that you're going to join us. But in order to do that, we need to know how to get ready for bed. So one of the things that we're going to talk about that you'll know that you'll be able to check off your list is from the bedtime list, and then after we do that, we will talk about dreams. I'm not sure whether you're sleepy yet. Let's find out. But before you're sleepy, I know that you have some things that you're thinking of. What would happen if I was a teacher?
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
A fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an actress.
I
want to
be a model. Yay! Yay!
You know that you can be anything that you want to be. All you have to do is think about it first, and then that's what you get a chance to be. That's what you get a chance to be. Because once you visualize it, Once you see it, you start to do all the things that helps you obtain it. That in order to be anything, that you have to believe that you can do it. And I know that a lot of the baseball players that are starting their series this week, and I know that some of the football players who are still playing from not too long ago, they believed in themselves when they were little, and now they're in college or in the big leagues. That's the same thing that you can do. I have this great poem, and it's called Me, Myself. I know that you probably use that term a lot. Me, I am. I am the only me I am who qualifies as me. No me I am has been before, and none will ever be. No other me I am can feel the feelings I've within. No other me can fit precisely in my skin. There is no other me I am who thinks the thoughts I do. The world contains one me I am. There is no room for two. I am the only me I am the earth shall ever see. That's me I am, I always am, is no one else but me. Now that was by Jack Merluski. You probably heard that from your mommy and daddy and maybe even your teacher. But I know that Nana and Poppy have always said that, that you are the only one that's just like you. So boys and girls, as we said, this is going to be the week that we're going to be talking about green. Now that it's spring, let's go green. Have you ever heard that before? I bet you have. Now, how are we going to know what is green? What is our subject? Let's find out. And also, I know that some of you are saying, I know it's spring, but I don't want to go to bed just yet.
Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes. So you may find this to be quite a surprise that I'm not even just a little bit tired. I've taken a bath, I got my PJs on. Mommy read me a book and even sang me a song. Still I'm not even just a little bit tired. I don't wanna go to bed, bed. I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. We've been to the park and we've had our fun, but now the sun has set and the day is done. Still, I'm not even just an itsy bit tired. I see the stars and the moon shine bright. Mommy blows me a kiss and she turns out the light. But I'm not even just a teeny bit tired. Oh, I don't want to go to bed. Bed, I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't want to go to bed. Bed, I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes. So maybe it's me who's in for a surprise. Maybe I am just a little bit tired. I think I gotta go to bed. Bed, think I gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I think I gotta go to bed. Bed, think I gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all.
Guess what, boys and girls? We have someone online that wants to join us of Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories, don't we? Now, who's on the line?
Cameron
and Caden.
Cameron and Caden. Oh my goodness! We're so glad that you joined us again today. We are so thrilled. And you know what the theme is going to be today? Recycling. Do you know what that is?
Recycling?
Yes.
Recycling. Where you reuse something.
Yes, that is. Now, who was that who just spoke?
Me, Cameron.
Cameron and Cameron learned something. He has learned quite a bit with how to be able to do that. And who else is on there with you?
His brother, Caden.
Oh, wow. And Caden, before we even go any further, can you tell the boys and girls what you learned how to do not too long ago?
I might
do. Oh, my goodness, say it again.
Tie my shoe.
And wasn't that such an accomplishment? Didn't you feel so good about it?
Yes.
Yes. So now you don't have to worry about tripping or asking anybody else to do that.
You don't and need that to worry about the Tie Master thing.
Oh, what's that?
Tie Master. You said I'm the Tie Master.
Oh, I forgot. He is. Boys and girls, guess what? Cameron was crowned Tie Master.
Caden.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Caden that was, he was crowned Tie Master. That's right. What was I thinking? And we want to make sure that everyone, all the boys and girls out there are thinking quite the way that you are. Recycling and not saying the wrong word. So we have great big things to talk about. Now, you said recycling. Have you ever done anything at your school or at your house that you recycled something?
Yeah.
What was it that you did?
Either like take the recycle boxes, plastic bottles.
Oh, boys and girls, he knows exactly what that means. Camden is right on it. He knows what recycling is. I know that a lot of times, boys and girls, that you probably get some of your bottles and you take it to the grocery store, and guess what they give you? Do you know, Caden or Cameron, what happens?
Recycling.
Recycling. Right. Do they give you any money?
Yeah.
Yes. And they give you money for it. So would you guys like to hear a song that talks about recycling, and it's called the Alphabet Song of Recycling. Would you like to hear that?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good. So would I. And here it goes. It's the Environmental Alphabet Song.
Go green alphabet. Go green alphabet. Go green alphabet. Are you ready?
Hey.
Alternative fuel.
We're ready.
Instead of using gas. B is for beginning to make a difference.
C
for climate change in our world. D for simply doing instead of talking. E is for emissions that we can reduce. F for finding ways to go green.
G
for global warming, 'cause things are heating up.
H
is for hanging all your clothes on the line to dry. I is for investing in our future.
J
for just in case we need a reminding.
K
for kindly treating the earth with respect.
L
for the light bulbs that reduce electricity.
M
for making a difference that will make the planet happy.
N
for nuclear issues that we all must face.
O
is for the ozone that we need to protect.
So you hear all those things that happen because we need to take care of our environment, our planet. What happens if we don't?
It'll get all trashed. Who wouldn't?
Right. It does do that. It makes it real hard for us. And we're not leaving something that is good for the next person. We want to make sure that... What?
We're not leaving it's bad for the animals and the nature.
Yes, you're so right. It is definitely bad for us. And you know what I had said at the very beginning? That since it's spring, which is when people spring clean, let's go green. So it means taking care of our planet.
Environment.
Not... Right, exactly, and not trashing it. So we want to talk about some of the things that will help people so that they know what to do. Don't you think we need to tell them what to do so that they don't trash our planet? Well, there's a book called Recycle, and it's by Gail Gibbons. And let's hear some of the things she does, and then I'm going to ask you, do you do those things? more and more garbage. Every day, people throw more trash away. As the world population increases, more people throw more trash away. Garbage trucks come to pick it up. But where does all this trash go? Where does it go? Do any of you know?
Into the...
Do you know where it goes?
Into the garbage truck?
Until
the recycling truck?
Until the recycling truck gets there.
Right. It takes it to the dump. Have you ever heard of a dump before?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a trash can, but way bigger.
But it's so big.
Exactly. Exactly. So they haul it away, and some people call it a landfill. Now, the landfill is a place where garbage is dumped in heaps from garbage trucks. Now, some sanitary landfills are lined on the bottom with a layer of clay, soil covered with plastic. And guess what happens when all that stuff comes all together? A bulldozer pushes the garbage to a neat pile, and then they cover it up with dirt so that it won't smell. Can you imagine?
Wow.
You think it smells good, guys? And they also want to make sure that the animals and the bugs will stay away. Now, most people don't want a landfill near where they live. And besides, there is so much garbage now, in many places, there's not enough room to bury it all. So where can we all go? What do you think some of the solutions are? You mentioned
maybe
a few.
What did you say?
Very puzzling, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Well, I know. And a lot of people don't know. And that's why they're listening to this show, Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, with, of course, Camden and Camden. We have one way that you can do. You can cut down your trash. You think maybe you could do that?
You cut down a tree, not trash.
Right.
Wait, how do you cut?
So that means not having so much trash. Or if you have a lot of trash, make sure that you could recycle it. And that's why we put certain things in boxes. Have you ever seen that? There's a box for glass. There's a box for
bottles.
Glass. Yes, bottles. You were right. And there's a box for cans. You're right. You said that. And also, what do you do with your newspaper?
Recycle it.
Right. Exactly, boys and girls. Are you getting the idea? You have to recycle it. And that makes lots of energy. And because you do that, that energy means we don't have to cut down what? You guys had already said it.
Trees.
Right. So we could be able to save our trees.
To get, like, paper?
Because when the tree... Yes, exactly. Because when the trees are cut down, they are turned into wood chips. Now, the wood chips are mixed with chemicals and water to make pulp. And the pulp is spread out, and guess what it does? It makes paper when it dries. It certainly does. And when you have old newspaper, they take that, and they also recycle that and do the same thing and make more paper. So that we don't have to throw anything away. When there's boxes, have you ever done that? You break them down? How do you break them down? Have you ever done that before?
Yes. Like pizza boxes.
Right. You break them down so that you can use them again. And when you recycle your paper, you tie it up and you put it in a bin. And then that drops off, and then they come and recycle that, all the bundles, and they put it in a neat pile on the curbside, and they get a special container to provide that. Now, the old paper, again, we recycle that. And that does what? It brings raw materials and it recycles paper so we can save our trees and forests and make oxygen, which kind of helps us to be able to breathe clean air. Did you know that, boys and girls? And did you know that also, Camden? And Cameron, did you know that?
Yes.
Boys and girls, see how smart they are? Because all of those things become biodegradable.
Why do you keep saying
that? And I know. Because the boys and girls are out there listening to you. Because you guys are so smart. But we have to make sure that they are getting ready to go to bed. And we have a song for them because it happens to be spring. And spring also brings a special sport that has a ball and 9 players play at the same time. Do you know what that is?
What? Pardon?
What sport has 9 players and it has a bat and a ball?
Baseball.
Do you know what that is?
Baseball.
Yes. Baseball.
Baseball.
Yes, it is baseball. And that's what they do during the spring. We clean and we also go to baseball games. And we also get ready to go to bed, which is do all the things that you need to do. And one of the things that I know that I was told that some of the boys and girls don't want to do, and that is take a bath. But I have a song by Alan Cates that is called Take Me Out to the Bathtub. And I know that you guys know what that really is supposed to be.
Take me out to the ball game?
Right. At least see if this sounds familiar to you. Take me out to the bathtub.
Take me out of the bathtub. Take me out of the suds. I've been here soaking since 2:30. I feel so sudsy and wrinkly too. Oh, I wash all over my body, my head, my toes in between. I used 1, 2, 3 bars of soap. Take me out, I'm clean. Take me out of the bathtub. I'm stuck here with my toys. Dump trucks and squirters I think are great, but I better take off my roller skates, 'cause each time I get up I wobble. I hold on but it's a pain. I tried 1, 2, 3 times to stand. Better get a train.
So, boys and girls, are you ready to go to bed? And we already know that we heard what the song really is about, is going to the baseball game. But because we're getting ready to go to bed, I thought it would be great to be able to have a song that talks about going to bed using a song that we're so familiar with. Now, I want to know if there's anything that you would like to ask about going green. Going green. What kinds of things have you done to go green? What kinds of things do you do to make everyone know about going green? Well, there's a little girl called Allegra Appletree, and she's going to talk about what it means to her. Now, this is by the Alphabet Kids, and it was written by Patrice Samaya and also Vivian Trace. So let's go. Let's hear what that means. Now, Misa, alphabet kids. Allegra, Elena, Isaac, Oni, Mark, and Yang. They call themselves the alphabet kids. Now, I know, boys and girls, you probably have some friends, and you call yourself very particular group name. I don't know if that happens with you guys. Do you have friends at school?
Yes.
No.
What's their name?
John Clay.
I do.
Please said no.
I John, have friends at
shut
school.
Up. John.
I didn't hear what she said.
John Clay, Jake, Ethan, Daphne. Matthew.
And do you want to give, and you want to give all of them a shout out? Okay, well, it's Camden. Why don't you say your friend's name?
Mine? Yes.
Cyrus, Lucas, Jason. I see Ava, Molly, Corinne, Amelia.
You guys have lots of friends. And do
what
you
else?
Want to give any of your cousins? You want to give any of your cousins some shout outs?
Jaden, Jordan, Jacqueline,
Sarya, Nisa,
Taj,
Marcus,
Martez,
and Michael. Michael.
Well, you have lots of cousins. Then I know that you also have brothers, too, that you're very, very fond of. And boys and girls, I know that you have some, too. But guess what? When you have a group like that, it's always fun to be with them. And that's what the alphabet kids are doing at school. So let's get back to our story. Well, one day, Allegra and the other alphabet kids were at their table listening to Mr. Jackson. That's their art teacher. Now, they had paper and lots of bright crayons and were getting ready to draw. Now, Mr. Jackson showed everyone how to draw a tree. First, he drew the trunk, then the branches, and finally the leaves and fruit. I know that both of you draw also. Right. Let's get back to the story. Trees are our friends, he said. They give us wood, food to eat, and paper is made from trees. Trees also help clean the air we breathe. Did you both know that? Jaden?
Yes. Yes.
Camden? Okay, well, I wonder if some of the boys and girls, if you knew that a tree does all of that. That's why we can't cut it down. Now, Allegra decided to draw an apple tree. She always liked to go apple picking with their mama and bake a cake with the apples that they had picked together. Now, Isaac was quickly drawing a big brown tree with many branches. He wanted to draw a huge forest. He drew one tree on each page. The paper started to pile up. Oh. And Umar took a green crayon and drew a tiny tree in the center of his paper. Then he drew another one on another piece of paper. The paper started to pile up and were scattered all over the table, just like Isaac. Have you ever drawn a drawing for your mommy or daddy?
Yes.
And what did they say?
Thank you.
I bet you they loved it. Yes, and they said thank you. They loved it. And they were saying, what a great artist you're going to be. Now, Elena was drawing with many different crayons on many pieces of paper. Each paper had a drawing of a different kind of tree. Now, when Allegra stood up, she saw huge piles of paper next to Isaac Omar, and Elena. Now, Allegra leaned over and whispered to Elena, "My mommy told me that we shouldn't waste paper." Elena answered, "Why not? There are so many trees everywhere." And I bet you, Cameron, I bet you a lot of people think, there's so many trash cans. What does it make? Why does it make a difference if we just throw it on the ground? What difference does it make? Somebody will pick it up. What would you tell them?
To recycle it.
Yes, great. And that's what Mr. Jackson was saying too. He asked Allegra and Elena, just like I'm asking you. Why are you whispering? If you have something to say, please share it with everyone. Together and Allegra and Elena said, "We're talking about trees." Allegra repeated, "My mommy told me that paper comes from trees, just like you said, and we shouldn't waste paper." Now, Mr. Jackson smiled and said, "Allegra is absolutely right. Paper is made from the bark and the wood pulp from the trees. We want to help save trees by not using so much paper." And Cameron already knew that because he had said we want to recycle so that we can be able to save our trees. Now, looking down at his pile at a drawing, Omar said, "Now I understand. I could save paper by filling up the whole page and drawing lots of different trees on one page." And Oni raised her hand and said, "I have an idea. We can draw on both sides of the paper. We will save paper, and that will save even more trees." Oni turned her paper around and over and began to draw on the other side. Yane had an idea too. He walked up to the blackboard and he drew some trees. "Mr. Jackson, I can practice drawing with chalk, and I won't be using any paper at all. That will help save trees too." When they were finished drawing, the alphabet kids lined up to the sink to watch their hands. Isaac said, "We should each use only one piece of paper towel to dry our hands. That will save paper too." Do you guys waste paper or do you save paper? What do you do?
Save paper. Save.
Good. We have some good recyclers here. Now, when it's time to go home, Allegra's mommy was the first to arrive. She had said her greeting to the children. Now, all the alphabet kids gathered around to show her their drawings. "Today we learned to draw papers and learn about saving trees," they all said together. So on the way home, Allegra talked about all the interesting things the alphabet kids had learned about trees and the different ways to save paper. Allegra taped her drawing up on the refrigerator. "Bravo," said Mama, clapping her hands. "You drew a beautiful apple tree. I'm very proud of you." "I have a big surprise for you," her mama said. Allegra looked surprised. "Today I baked an apple cake. That's my favorite. I used apples just like the one in your drawing," she said. Cutting two pieces, her mama took one piece for herself and served the other to Allegra. "Gracias," Allegra said, thanking her with a big smile. Then they both sat down at the kitchen table and had fun together, enjoying every last crumb. Wow. That would really be something to be able to share with your parents or share with your friends or even your cousins. Wouldn't that be?
Yes.
Now, I know that with my two children, you know what I did because one was older than the other?
You have to split it?
Well, you know what they did? When something was too small, guess what they did? Because one was older than the other. What did they do? Do you guys know? Yes. They passed it down. Does that happen with you?
Yes.
What things do you share?
Like if I'm, like if I call home or something, and, well, if my mom has something in her, like candy in her purse, and we're good, and if there's not enough, she would have to split it between me and my brother.
And do you like that?
Yes.
Oh, great. And and how do you feel about that when you get that, Jaden, when you get something from your brother or your other cousin?
Good.
Yes. So see, it does really help to be able to share. And people feel really good when you do that. And I know the treat. And I know that some of the other things that we have, they thank you too, because we're not wasting things. And we are recycling what they always say that you're supposed to do. So are you guys sleepy yet?
No.
You're not even getting a little sleepy or drowsy?
It's 3:11.
Right. And so we're doing this real early, but I want to play a song for if you happen to get sleepy, because you know there's some boys and girls that right now it's nap time. And let's play this sleepy, dreamy, snoozy song. Let's hear it, boys and girls. Here we go.
Falling asleep.
Sometimes you have to take a nap. I know that Poppy does.
All around the world, the boys and girls are starting to feel sleepy. We've had lots of fun. Day is almost done. Now I think it's time for sleep.
Oh.
Dreaming, snoozing, snoring. The hours will rush by, then you'll open up your eyes for another day, for a
tired.
Little kitty cat needs a nap, so she finds a cozy corner. Now her eyes are closed, and I suppose it will be a restful night. Then you'll open up your eyes for another day, for a brand new day. There's a little pup.
Sounds like someone's even snoring.
And I thought I saw him. Just like you and me, he will need to sleep. And now I think it's time for sleeping, dreaming, snoozing, snoring. The hours will spread, then you'll open up your eyes for another.
And boys and girls, I bet you we have some of you who have already fallen asleep. I think that our two... Oh, my goodness. I think that our two bedtime friends have already fallen asleep. So I'm going to read a poem by the Green Mother Goose, and it's by Laura Halverson. She is something that's a little different than the normal, the regular, what your mommy and daddy know. She's written something for the Green Mother Goose. Nighty night, for some of you that have already fallen asleep. Shh, you can't be too loud. Well, we've got to get going and talk about the recycling. I have one poem that she wrote in her Green Mother Goose that's so wonderful. She's turned it into something that we can use for now. Now, we already heard from Cameron, who told us what recycling is, but let's hear what this poem says. Recycling Man. Recycle, recycle, recycle man. Sort all the trash as fast as you can. Take it, remake it, and mark it with a P. And reuse it all later for the planet and me. Wasn't that a nice poem, guys?
Yes.
It's amazing how she did that. Because the Green Mother Goose is saving the world one rhyme at a time. And let's hear another poem. There was a little girl who had a little curl. There was a little girl who had a little curl on top of her head. It glittered. When she was good, she recycled all she could. But when she was bad, she littered. Now, can you guys tell us, what does littering mean? So that the boys and girls out there know exactly what we're talking about.
When you throw trash on the floor.
Ooh. Not a good thing, is it, guys?
No.
And what do you do if you see some trash on the floor that was dropped?
Pick it up and throw it away.
Yes, that's what you do, boys and girls. Oh, they're so smart. And guess what? I have another poem. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. This is our garden earth, and that's why you guys pick it up, because you don't want that to happen, right, guys?
Yes.
Good. This is our garden earth. In that garden, there is a country, and in that country, there is a city, and in that city, there is a neighborhood, and in that neighborhood, there is a street, and on that street there stands a house, and in that house there is a room, and in that room there is a child, and in that child there is a dream to save our garden earth. Dream in the child in the room, room in the house on the tree, on the street, street in the neighborhood, neighborhood in the city, city in the country, country in the garden. This is our garden earth. That was a wonderful poem, don't you think? It lets you know how everything connects and belongs to everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
That was a yes, it is. That was a wonderful thing. That's like in the house there's a mommy and daddy and children, a dog, a cat, food, all of the things are connected. And we have to make sure that we respect each one of those things that happen. I know that you do that, boys and girls. And if you know that someone that litters, you politely go and tell them, That's not what you're supposed to do. Let me show you. Right? And that's what happens when you go to school. They tell you what you can do. Now, you know that you can start your own home recycling center, because I know that's what we have. We have a place that we put our canned goods, our bottles, our trash. And I'm sure you guys have that same thing, don't you?
Yes.
And then we also make sure that we take care of our plastic so that the birds don't eat it or any of the animals and get sick because they get tangled up in it. Have you ever had a yard sale?
No.
Oh, they are so much fun. Just like what you do when you have clothes that are too small for you, you give them to someone. Guess what you do with things that are furniture that you don't use anymore?
We
or books
put
that
them
you
in
don't
goodwill.
Read. Yes, and that is like having a yard sale. And we know that's what you're doing too, boys and girls. So, let's see. Let's hear another lullaby, because I see some of you have already started to go to sleep. And when that happens, it makes a lot of parents very happy. I wonder why. Do you guys know?
So they could relax too?
Right.
Without all the noise?
Right. Gives you a lot of opportunity to be able to rest. Because sometimes, boys and girls, when you're tired, you might. What did you say?
Sometimes your parents have to go to work.
Yes. And sometimes, without that rest, you might get a little cranky. And so that's why it's good to have a little rest so that you can be fresh. I know that neither one of you have ever been cranky. Right, guys?
Right. Well, sometimes I am.
Oh, an honest person. But you know what? I hear Chelsea is already, she's gone to sleep. And when your mommy and daddy and your nana and your grandpa, when they see you sleep, guess what? They are kind of happy about it because they know you're getting the proper amount of sleep. So we have this song that's called Just Like a Star by Kareem Bailey Ray. Would you like to hear it?
Yay!
Good.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I wonder. from tonight.
Going to sleep and getting a proper rest is what everyone needs. And that's what Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, that's one of the things that we try to do. And we're so happy that you joined us because we know that it's spring. And that means let's go green. Let's take care of the earth so that the earth can take care of us. And we want to make sure that the earth is with us all the time. Now we're going to be talking next week about going green because we think that it's very important. Now we didn't get a chance to share with some of the books that we read, some of the books that we would like to share with you. We didn't do that this time. But of course, there is next week, and that's what we want to be able to do because it is an ongoing process. It's just like taking a bath. You got to make sure that you do it all the time. So we will be reading next time the book, William is Going Green. And William is a garbage truck. And he has a lot of feelings that he would like to be able to share with you about going green. At first, he's a smoky white garbage truck, and William learns about conservation, making friends, and learns lessons, and eventually transforms to a green hybrid recycling truck committed to fight against global warming. And that's what we heard today from two very wonderful people who talked about recycling. And do you have anything to say?
Always recycle.
Yes, definitely. And do you have anything to say to Gigi? Because I don't even know if anyone even knows what Gigi is or if Gigi's even a person. Do you want to say something to Gigi and your mommy and daddy?
I'm not sure.
Good night, because they have helped you learn a lot about recycling, haven't they? And even going to bed. I bet you they have some tricks, too. Don't you think so? Do they ever get you to sleep for bedtime? I think
yes, so.
And how is the Tie Master doing?
Good.
And how is Big Brother doing?
Wait, I am the Big Brother.
Oh, okay. We got it confused there, didn't we? Well, what do you want to tell the boys and girls? Because it is good night.
What did you say?
What did you want to say to the boys and girls? Because they're going to bed tonight.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, boys.
And girls.
And all your cousins and brothers and sisters and friends. Thank you so much, boys and girls, in being with us. And we hope to see you next time to tell you a little bit more about going green. And so you will be on top of it next week. And you can tell your friends. And when you go to sleep, you will be able to dream of all the things that you want to be. We're going to go out with a song, Lullaby. Jill, here you go. Good night. And this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And have a wonderful night. And don't forget, recycle.
No, that stops.
Good night, TV.
And if you doubt my true love is true, to see how you have no chains upon your hand. And if you see you wear no chains, you are free.
Good night,
like poison.